hi, and welcome to Radical Marriage Coaches Wanted. I'm David Steele. I am founder of Relationship Coaching Institute. I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I am a child of divorce. And I have to tell you, in all honesty, I love marriage. I've been saving marriages since 1985, not always successfully. That's a bit frustrating. I've been divorced twice in my life, and I'm married for the third time, so I'm trying real hard at this thing. And if you know me, I am absolutely impatient with the status quo. I entered my profession to lower the divorce rate, to prevent the kind of divorces that I've had to go through as a kid. I am absolutely mission-driven, and I'm absolutely practical. So those are two things about me, if you don't know me, and most of you do, that I am very strongly driven mission. To me, it's not just about the money. It's not about, you know, whatever else, fame or status or whatever else. It's about making a difference in the world. And being practical means that I care about what works. I care about getting results. And so in Relationship Coaching Institute, you see both of those things. You see that we are highly mission-driven, we are passionate about relationships, and we're very practical about what works and what doesn't work. And there's no or very little dogma in coaching. And so I am absolutely excited to share with you today that the result of 50-some years of being on this planet, being passionate about relationships, working with relationships most of my adult life, experiencing all the ups and downs myself personally and professionally, that my wife and I, Darlene and I, have completed a book, and it's called Radical Marriage. And it is going to be released October 15th. And to us, it is much more than a book. To us, it is a movement. It is a brand new paradigm for marriage. It is going outside of the box and raising marriage to the next evolution. So I want to share all about that with you today. But first, I have been circulating what I call a sneak peek. And this is the first three chapters of Radical Marriage. And most of you have downloaded it and probably read it by now. So I would love to hear just a word or two from you what you thought of the sneak peek so far. And we're going to do it anonymously. I'm not going to ask your name. I'm not going to say where you're from. I'm not asking for a testimonial. I'm asking for your absolute honesty of what did you think of this book in one or two words. It is okay to say it sucks. It's the same old thing. It's boring. It's, you know, if that's the way you feel about it, I want to hear it. To me, it's about what works and about what's real. So I'm going to open up the line. Thanks for being here. What do you think of Radical Marriage? One or two words. Just pop it out there.
It's excellent, and that's why I'm on this call.
Thank you. Who else? What do you think?
They get radical results.
Radical results.
Which is positive normally.
Well, thank you. And who else? What do you think of Radical Marriage, a sneak peek so far? One or two words?
Great information.
Thank you. Great information. What else?
Fascinating opportunity.
Well, so far, so good. I'm not hearing anybody saying it sucks. That's cool. Who else? What do you think of Radical Marriage? Be honest. Lay it on me. Well, I can hear you typing, but, you know, you might want to actually say it. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and get you off the hot seat. I'm going to go back in lecture mode, and let's get into what this is all about. I believe that marriage is our most important social institution. It is the foundation of our society. It is the best platform to raise children and to support a neighborhood and a community. and, you know, I just really do consider it to be our most important social institution. However, social institutions need to evolve with the times. You know, they are in service of civilization and human society. It's not that human society and civilization is in service of the institutions. That's the wrong direction. So we have a problem now with marriage. And the problem is that, I mean, you can see the problem, which is the marriage rate is down, divorce rate continues to be high. The attitudes towards marriage nowadays, the recent surveys from young people, people in their 20s and 30s, the perception is that marriage is obsolete. It's not needed anymore. That if you get married, it just means you're going to be trapped. You have to give up having a fun life and give up excitement and trade freedom for security. Marriage is valued, definitely valued in our society, but it is not inspiring. And because of that, people are reluctant to get help for marriage. And this has been a pain point for me as a marriage and family therapist for many, many years, and now as a relationship coach, I want to help people be happy. And you would think that they would want to be happy, and that they, you know, might even take me up on my offer to help them be happy. But it is a really, really hard sell. And it takes a lot of marketing savvy, it takes a lot of enrollment to create a client. And it shouldn't be that hard. When you are giving people a gift, you are providing them one of the things that they value most. You're helping them achieve their highest goal in life, to love and be loved and live happily ever after with the love of their life. Now, who wouldn't want that, and who wouldn't want help doing that? Well, the problem is that people are reluctant to get help for marriage because people that have good marriages don't think they need help. We have a good marriage. There's nothing wrong with a marriage. Things are fine. We don't need any help. Why should we spend money on our marriage? People that have bad marriages don't seek help often because they don't think they can change their partner, and that the only way to change the marriage is to change their partner. If they can't change their partner, then they change partners. That's the only thing they can do, is change partners in order to have a better marriage. So that's the reason for the high divorce rate. So even though we have the greatest of intentions and we really want to help people be happy in their marriages and their relationships and their families, it is tough because people don't really want our help. They are not inspired to get our help. They value marriage, but they are not willing to put time, effort, and money into having a great marriage, at least, you know, not the majority. And that's really what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the minority that, you know, are preaching to the choir, these are our people, they love us, we love them. There's too few of them. I'm talking about the majority of the folks out there, the average, normal, ordinary Joe that wouldn't be caught dead in a therapist's office and wouldn't hire a coach in a million years because I can do it myself. I have better things to do with my money. So if that's the problem, then what's the solution? So I have three ideas for a solution to this. One is we need to elevate marriage to its next evolution. It's evolve or die. How long do you think a social institution can survive if people think it's obsolete and they make promises to keep it forever, but they break those promises, and if they're scared of it or they equate it to being trapped? You know, how long do you think marriage is going to survive in its current state? So marriage really needs to evolve. It needs to, okay, well, that's the first thing. I'm going to say a little bit more about that. Secondly, marriage needs better branding. When you think of marriage, it needs to have positive feelings, positive connotations. It needs to be compelling. You need to really want it. It needs to be exciting, not, you know, boring and equated with failure. Third, marriage needs better marketing. And when you think about it, everything in our culture today is a marketing problem or question. If you want to have a neighborhood association, you need to market it. If you want to run a nonprofit and get charitable contributions, you need to market for that. If you have any kind of business, you need to market it. If you want to find the love of your life and do internet matchmaking to do that, you need to market yourself. If you want to find a job, you have to market yourself. So marketing is just a reality, and it's simply communicating who you are or what you do to the world or to somebody in particular. So it's all about marketing. So a little bit more about elevating marriage to its next evolution. That right now, marriage is equated with tradition, with conformity, with sacrifice, and we need to elevate that to equate marriage to fulfillment, to adventure. And if you think about it this way, we need to change the idea of marriage from meeting my needs, my financial needs, my need to have children, or my need for security. We need to change that to equating marriage with fulfilling my desires, that this is how I can have my greatest life, from surviving to thriving, from needs to desires. So when we elevate marriage to its next evolution, it is going to be fun, it is going to be exciting and adventurous. We want this. And we're not going to throw it away lightly like we do today. And we're not going to be scared of it or devalue it like we do today. It's going to be a cool club that we want to belong to. Let's talk a little bit about branding. So when I say these words, what do they mean to you? Marriage enrichment, marriage enhancement, marriage improvement, loving marriage, good marriage, healthy marriage, smart marriage, better marriage, partnership, therapy, marriage counseling. How do these words sound to you? Does it sound like you would want to buy whatever it is? Does it sound exciting to you? Generally, no. Who would want to buy, you know, marriage improvement? You know, if you are in a good marriage, you don't want it. If you are in a bad marriage, then chances are you wouldn't benefit from it all that much. So it really reaches a very small slice of the population that will buy into the idea of marriage improvement. And a lot of those folks are professionals like us who care about relationships. And, you know, we live and breathe this stuff. But what about the rest of the world? What about all those folks out there that really need this? So marriage needs better branding. So would you buy it? Would you go on Facebook and share it? Hey, I have a healthy marriage. Hey, I just started marriage therapy. Hey, I joined a marriage enrichment workshop. Would you go on Facebook and share it with the world? Most people would not. And as a therapist, this was always another pain point for me, that people never wanted to talk about coming to see me. They were embarrassed about it. They felt inadequate and like a failure. And they were reluctant to make referrals unless it was, you know, a close family or friend that they were willing to actually share. Yeah, hey, you know, I saw a therapist. He's pretty cool. You should see him too. So people generally, you know, there's a stigma about it, and they don't want to get help. They don't want to share, you know, that they've been doing anything about their marriage. It's almost like this unconscious assumption that marriage should just work and it should be good, and if it's not, then there must be something wrong with you. So here's another question. You know, would you buy a ticket or a movie or a ticket to an event about marriage enrichment or marriage enhancement or marriage improvement? You know, generally, no. It's not exciting. It's not fun. It's not adventurous. You know, we wouldn't want to put our time and money there unless we had to. Now, when we talk about branding, here's a few of the more effective brandings about marriage that I've come across. How about passionate marriage? David Snarch wrote a book called Passionate Marriage. You know, I love that branding myself. Passionate marriage. Who wouldn't want a passionate marriage? How about hot monogamy? You know, Pat Love wrote a book, Hot Monogamy. That's pretty cool branding. Who wouldn't want hot monogamy? So you see the difference between some pretty decent branding and marriage therapy, marriage counseling, marriage enhancement, marriage improvement, even, you know, relationship coaching, healthy marriage, smart marriage, partnership. You know, we need to elevate the branding of marriage. Let's talk a bit about better marketing. We need to rise above good and better. We need to go from save the marriage to create a good marriage. We need to capture people's imagination and talk about happily ever after or beyond happily ever after. We need to raise the bar. We need to make marriage cool. We need to make marriage special. We need to market marriage so that people want it. It's perceived as an exclusive club that everybody wants to belong to. But it's exclusive. Not everybody can belong to it because it's special. It's exceptional. It's something to aspire to. It's something that challenges you. Now, people love comfort and security, but they also love challenge. Now, it can't be too much challenge, but, you know, they love challenge. So here's a story for you. One of my sons, his name is Eric. He's 16. He's about to get his driver's license, and he learned how to drive a car on an automatic. Most of the cars nowadays are automatic, but he is a car nut. He loves cars. He belongs to car clubs. He goes to car shows all the time. He takes pictures of cars, and he has friends that have exotic cars like Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and he rides in them, and it's his dream to have one of those. And the cool cars have a stick shift. So driving an automatic, to him, is boring. Now, one thing you got to know about Eric is he's a pretty typical 16-year-old teenager. He's not that crazy about school. He doesn't want to work hard, doesn't want to do his homework. He's a, C-plus student at best. But he really wants to learn a stick shift. So I had to actually buy a car, a manual car that had a stick shift so that he could learn how to drive a stick shift because, not very many people have manual cars anymore. And the first time out was torture, and I was sure that he wouldn't want to do it again because he's given up lots of times when something was too hard. But he wanted to go out again. The second time was a little less torture, but, man, it was hard. It was very embarrassing. He got stuck in an intersection, stalling out 5 or 6 times, just totally embarrassed. And I was sure after the second time he wouldn't want to do it again. He would give up on driving a stick shift and just drive an automatic because it's easier. Third time around, a lot easier. He was starting to feel proud of himself. Fourth time around, it's smooth. Fifth time around, he took his mom for a ride and impressed her. So he stuck it out. He now drives a stick shift. He's proud of himself. He is achieving his dream of being that much closer to driving an exotic car that, is $200,000. And so here's an example of when you have something that challenges you, it's something that you desire, it's something you aspire to, you get excited about it, you're willing to put your time and your effort and your money into it. And if it's boring or if you devalue it or it's no big deal or it's going to fail anyway, you don't. So we need to better market marriage so that it's something that people want, they perceive it as fulfilling their desires, something they can aspire to and get excited about and be somewhat challenged by. Not too much, but just enough to make it exciting. So the answer to all this, as you might guess, the needing to elevate marriage to the next evolution, needing better branding for marriage, needing better marketing for marriage. My answer for this, after 30-plus years in my profession, what I've come to is radical marriage. Darlene and I, through our own relationship and through my personal and professional experiences, we put together a model of marriage that is out of the box, that is a new paradigm that I really do see as the next evolution of marriage. And just the name, Radical Marriage, I chose this name. I'm the guilty one. Darlene hated it. But if you're going to brand marriage and make it cool, what are you going to call it? Extraordinary marriage or amazing marriage, it's just nothing quite worked. So I chose the name Radical Marriage, and Darlene's come around. She appreciates it. And it's about being out of the box, about being exciting, about being on the edge. And it's an attention-getting brand. And it's one that not everybody's going to resonate with, but the ones that don't resonate with it, guess what? They are not our potential clients. The ones that want non-radical, they want normal, ordinary, everyday, boring, secure, comfortable, they are not our potential clients. Our potential clients in the coaching profession is we want to live large. We want to experience success and fulfillment. So the idea of radical marriage is to get their attention. So in my opinion, this is much more effective marketing for marriage and relationship help, regardless of what the paradigm is. There's a lot of paradigms for relationships and marriage and how to do it well and how to do it right and how to make it work and how to change it. There's a lot of information and paradigms out there. And I don't pretend to have all the answers. I don't even pretend to be the smartest guy, and, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy. But what I clearly see is that we need way more effective marketing. So radical marriage is a new paradigm, but the branding and the positioning of it is what's exciting as well for us. So what is radical marriage? Radical marriage is a new paradigm for marriage. It is a registered trademark. It's a registered trademark of Relationship Coaching Institute, so please don't use it without our permission. And radical marriage, I want to make it a movement. I want it to be a cause, because we need to elevate marriage to the next level. We need to change marriage from being this boring thing where people feel trapped and they have to give up having fun and excitement in order to get married, to be something that people aspire to and is something cool. And so I really want to make radical marriage and marriage in itself a movement, a cause. Radical marriage is a book and coaching program. So if you're familiar with conscious dating, you might be familiar with the conscious dating book, the conscious dating coaching program, and we use that as our signature coaching program for Relationship Coaching Institute for singles. Now, Relationship Coaching Institute, we focus on how to coach singles and how to coach couples in various stages. And you don't have to use the conscious dating program, and not, you know, our relationship coaching training is about relationships and about relationship coaching. However, being practical, we provide a coaching program that is branded that you can use in a structured fashion for workshops and classes and using with your clients and individually and in groups. So just like with conscious dating, which, you know, I think the conscious dating book was first published in 2005, the coaching program was first started using that with clients, developed that in 1999, so it's been around a lot longer than the actual book. So we've had a lot of time to develop conscious dating. So now what we're doing is something similar with radical marriage. It's now a book due to be released on October 15th and a coaching program and all of the various things that go around that we provide our members, like the marketing materials and the training and the workbooks and all that will go along with it. So let's further answer the question, what is radical marriage? If you're wondering what we mean by radical, what we mean is, very simple, it's on the website, very different from usual or traditional. So if you want something usual or traditional, then this is not your cup of tea. But see, most people do want to have their own journey. They want to forge their own path. They want to have their life and their marriage their way. They don't want to do it like everybody else does it. So there is an element of this that resonates with most people. They do want different. They don't want the same as everybody else. The ones that do want the same as anybody else, guess what? They are not our potential clients. So that's what we mean by radical and radical marriage. So radical marriage, the best way to explain it is that it is composed of six key elements: radical commitment, radical communication, radical intimacy, radical romance, radical sex, and radical living. So radical commitment, I mean, you might think that something called radical marriage is more free-flowing and, oh, hey, just go and don't do anything you want. Be radical with it. No, radical commitment is actually research-based. in that a marriage, a committed relationship, is at its best and is most fulfilling and most successful when it is absolutely committed. So what we've done is we've taken commitment to a whole other level, call that radical commitment. So in radical communication, yeah, you know, being a counselor, therapist that seeks out relationship help, what do they usually do? The usual complaint is communication. We don't communicate. We're having trouble communicating. You know, we argue. But really, it's not just about communication, because communication is you are communicating your thoughts, your beliefs, and your attitudes. So it's more than just what you say. It's also how you say it, and it's also who you are and where you're coming from on the inside. So radical communication means that you're going to also address, you know, your point of view and really look at your partner and at your relationship and yourself in a whole other way. Truly, truly radical. There are four entire chapters on radical communication. Radical intimacy, this is taking intimacy to a whole other, another level. If you go to a restaurant, for example, and you watch couples, how many couples in the room can you visibly identify are being intimate versus those couples that are staring off into space or not talking to each other or checking their cell phones or focusing on their food? That this is really sad to me that, you know, you have a lifetime companion here, a person that loves you, you know, more than anything else and has been devoted to you, devoted their life to you. And the level of intimacy and connection is hardly there for most couples. So what we've done with radical intimacy is developed it to a whole other level. And this is very, very exciting to me. Radical romance. Now, romance is something that usually happens when you're starting a relationship, and it often falls off later in a relationship. Well, to have a radical marriage, you need to continually romance your partner. So that's what's included in radical marriage is radical romance, and we have some amazing strategies and paradigms around that. And then radical sex. So sex is normal. Sex is a physical urge. You want to have sex anyway. It's something, you know, biological. But in a fulfilling relationship, in a great marriage, sex is something that celebrates the relationship, that's done very consciously, and where you are focused on each other's, you know, pleasure. It really, you know, it's not just about getting your physical needs met. And so we definitely need to address that if we're going to have a radical marriage. So radical sex, you'll find it, you know, also it's an amazing approach to sex in a marriage. And then radical living. You know, we don't just want to survive. We don't just want comfort. I mean, most of us do want comfort, but then we get bored with comfort if we don't balance it out with some, you know, excitement and fun and adventure. So radical living is about consciously designing your life together, having a shared vision and achieving goals together, and devoting a fair amount of time and your resources to realizing your dreams together. And as for, you know, reaching as high and as far as you can go, marriage is ideally the absolute best platform for achieving your best life. You can go so much farther with a partner than you can on your own. And so radical living is about how to do that together. So when you take those six key elements together, that composes radical marriage and our approach to radical marriage. So the Radical Marriage book outlines all of it in detail. The Radical Marriage coaching program is about working with a couple to help them achieve this. And the Radical Marriage movement is about shaking people's tree about marriage and elevating marriage to the next level and taking a stand for marriage. So we have and plan some products and programs around radical marriage. The first, of course, is the book and ebook that's coming out on October 15th. And then the coaching program. And our trainings, in our couples trainings, are already incorporating the radical marriage paradigms and strategies. So we are currently training our coaches in being radical marriage coaches. And we will be further refining our curriculum and our coaching program and developing workbooks for the clients and workshops and the whole thing. We have and plan to have an online community, online radical marriage community, and membership program. So if you know me, my style is typically to open it up, and the first level is free to anybody and everybody, free membership. But then we will have premium services and content, so there'll be a paid membership program. And the thing that you need to know is that all of the radical marriage programs and services and everything that goes on is being implemented by our members. I don't do it. I don't have time to do it. So our job at Relationship Coaching Institute is to put these programs together and provide, you know, our coaches, give our coaches a platform for being of service to, you know, the community and getting clients through it. So radical marriage presentations and seminars, this is for public education and for marketing. And really, it's both. You educate the public, you provide a free seminar, and you reach lots of potential clients. So radical marriage presentations and seminars, you know, that is coming. And radical marriage workshops and classes. I consider these client creation machines. You put on a workshop and class, and then the graduates of your workshop and class, they need your support to implement what they learned in the workshop and class. It is pretty easy to convert these attendees into clients, either for ongoing groups or for individual. And so if you've heard me speak before and teach, you know, my favorite model of building a successful relationship coaching practice, I advocate conducting free seminars and then promoting your low-cost workshop and class, and that's how you get your clients. That's your client creation machine. It's very, very successful, and it's also a lot of fun. You know, you have to be comfortable speaking in groups, but, you know, if you're not, then you can learn, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. There's plenty of other ways to build a successful practice. Also, in Radical Marriage, we plan retreats. This is a great model for a retreat. A retreat is an immersion where you spend half a day, all day, a whole weekend with, you know, one couple or with a group of couples. And it really immerses them into working on their relationship and you supporting them. It is really one of the best ways to achieve transformation in a relationship. So the first scheduled radical marriage retreat is, guess what? It's coming up on Valentine's Day. It's actually a whole week retreat on Valentine's Day, February 14th to 21st. It's actually on a cruise ship. It is a Valentine's Radical Marriage Valentine's Day retreat and cruise. We are going to cruise from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera, Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas. This is ideal. This is, remember, People aren't attracted to paying money and spending time on what they need. They go for what they want. They go for what they desire. So what do people want? They want a vacation. They want to visit exotic locations. They want to have fun. Well, the cruise retreat will certainly help them do that. And they want it to be easy. Well, the workshops are right there. The food's right there. You don't have to, you know, everything's included. And it is really a great way to experience radical marriage for yourself or for your clients. So please do join us coming on Valentine's Day. Radical Marriage Valentine's Day Retreat and Cruise. Also, local events. How about a Radical Marriage Day in your community? There's local events that you can do and that we will promote and we will support our coaches to do, to promote radical marriage in their community. And if you are a radical marriage coach, then guess what? All that attention comes to you. So that's a bit about radical marriage products and programs that we have planned. And let's see here. As far as our marketing programs for RCI members, a lot of our members have been waiting to see, you know, what that's going to look like. We are pulling out the stops. We are hiring a PR firm. We are going to develop a press kit for our members that, so that you can use the press kit to get local PR. We are going to generate, you know, we have a national and international PR campaign and marketing campaign, and all the local leads will be referred to our local Radical Marriage coaches and mentor couples. Now, I need to define those two things. A Radical Marriage coach is an RCI member who has taken our current couples trainings, you know, including the Radical Marriage material. A Radical Marriage mentor couple is a couple, a committed couple, usually married, but not always, that at least one of the couple is a member of RCI and has taken our couples trainings. And I love the idea of Radical Marriage mentor couples because couples do see you as a role model. And as an individual coach, you can certainly support them and market and have a successful practice working with couples. But mentor couples are very, very powerful for marketing and for supporting clients and for being a role model and, you know, getting community attention. So whether you are a Radical Marriage coach or mentor couples, we will direct all the local media leads to you. When people contact us and they want a referral, they want to find a Radical Marriage coach, what are we going to do? We're going to refer them to you, our local Radical Marriage coaches. We are going to provide our members the typical RCI done-for-you marketing materials. We're going to hire a team of professionals to put together PowerPoints and brochures and landing pages and websites that are highly professional, highly attractive. So it's all done for you. You just put your name on it and put it up on your website and done. And done-for-you marketing programs so that you can just put your name on a PowerPoint, conduct in your community, and, you know, you get all the credit, and it's all prepared for you. This is actually not rocket science. It's really not hard to give a Radical Marriage talk, just like it's not hard to give a conscious dating talk. You know, you read the book, the paradigms are very common sense, and they're kind of cool, and nobody's heard them before. So when you give a talk and you share these paradigms, everybody's going to, you know, wow, that's cool. Wow, tell me more. So it's a lot of fun, actually. So I'm looking forward to that. However, what you need to know is that as exciting as Radical Marriage might sound, it is not for everyone. Radical Marriage is not for couples in trouble. These couples might aspire to Radical Marriage, but they really need to be able to be a team and to work with you as a couple. If you find yourself having to be mediator and if there's a lot of conflict and blame and resentment and that kind of thing going on, if it's a couple in trouble, they are absolutely not ready for a Radical Marriage. You know, they need therapy, they need counseling, they need to go back to the basics. Radical Marriage is not for couples who prefer comfort, security, tradition. These are not our clients anyway, so that's okay. So those couples who they just want to live their life, have their routine, and be comfortable, you know, bless them. They're not our clients anyway. They're not going to be excited about this. The ones that are going to be excited about it are going to be the ones that do not want, you know, comfort and security and tradition. Also, Radical Marriage is not for professionals with rigid expectations about how marriage should be. And a lot of professionals, and a lot of them don't even own it, they have their idea of how their clients should be. And they consider it their job to help their clients achieve that. Well, that's not what coaching is about. And it's certainly not what Radical Marriage is about, because Radical Marriage is unique to the couple. So it is well suited for coaching, in which we help our clients maximize their unique potential, achieve their unique goal and their unique life. We support them to be who they are, not some version of who we want them to be. So radical marriage is not for professionals with a rigid expectation about how marriage would be. To be a radical marriage coach, you really do need to understand coaching and to be a good coach first. So radical marriage is not for everyone. So there's an opportunity here. This is your chance to take a stand for marriage. This is your chance to inspire singles and couples. Now, we're not going to work with singles with radical marriage. They're not in a relationship, of course. However, when they learn about radical marriage, they're going to want it. Yeah, I want that kind of marriage. Well, what do? If you are a relationship coach for singles, you know what to do. You know how to help them, you know, become ready for and find a partner that they can have a radical marriage with. It will inspire singles and create more of a demand for coaching for singles. That is my desire and hope. And it will inspire couples. So this is your chance to stand out from the crowd of relationship helpers. There are lots and lots of therapists and counselors and coaches and ministers and educators and, you know, you name it. People who are passionate about relationships, they want to help others with relationships, and the public is out there yawning, bored, not interested. And we very much want to be of service, but they're not buying it. But this is our chance to be more compelling and to stand out so that they will want to hear what we have to say. They will want to sign up for our program. This is your chance to trigger the next evolution of marriage. Very, very important. Evolve or die. If we try to push traditional marriage and people need to be in a cage and need to conform to expectations, people don't want that. We are going to lose. So I'm a realist. I also believe in the wisdom of human potential, is that I don't believe that we're, you know, rising to, you know, our extinction. I believe that we have a desire to evolve to our highest evolution. So I do believe there's a need for a next evolution of marriage, and I believe that radical marriage is the next evolution of marriage. This is your chance to get clients and fill your practice with excited, motivated singles and couples. How cool is that? And very importantly, listen up, this is your chance to be first to market. If you are on this conference call, if you are listening to this, radical marriage is not released yet. Radical marriage is still a well-kept secret. If you come on board as a radical marriage coach, if you start marketing radical marriage in your community, you will be first to market. You will get attention and registrations, and media interviews. If you are first to market, if somebody else has already been, you know, beating the drum for radical marriage in your community, sorry, you're second. You know, good luck to you. You get the leftovers. There's a heck of a lot of power in being first to market in your local community. So I'm very excited about this. I really do think that this is a great opportunity at a great time. It is so needed. And I am putting everything on the line for this. All of RCI's resources and connections and, you know, everything we can possibly do to get radical marriage out there and promote it and to support our members to successfully implement radical marriage in their communities and get clients using the radical marriage model. That is absolutely what we're committed to. So, the call to action is, if you are a member of RCI, sign up for our couples training that starts September 9th right now. If you are not yet a member of RCI, go to www.meetwithrci.com and talk with us about joining RCI. That's it. The time is now. Radical Marriage is about to launch. You can jump in right now, or you can wait for, you know, wait for the opportunity to pass, jump on the bandwagon with everybody else, you know, when you see that it's proven or it's working. So this is a cool, exciting time for us. I hope you will join us at this. And so right now I'm going to open it up to questions. That's everything I wanted to say tonight. So what do you want to know about radical marriage and about everything that, you know, I shared with you?
David, it's Deborah Roth in New York.
Hi, Deb.
Hi there. This is so exciting.
Thank you for your video, by the way. I loved your video with Peter.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. It took us a while to get in the same place to do it. But
yeah.
So it sounds like there's a whole new training, because I'm certified singles, and I've been a couple, you know, both couples and singles. I've done all that, you know, 10 years ago with RCI. So there's something that's starting, clearly, that's not what I've done before on September 9th for Radical Marriage. That's correct?
Correct. Our current couples trainings are incorporating Radical Marriage. And are you guys going to be a Radical Marriage mentor couple?
No. We won't do that, but I'll probably that's a longer explanation than I can get into. But
Okay.
So if I'm going to sign up for a training, there isn't actually a training that says radical marriage. It would be couples
It would be couples one, yes.
All levels are being...
For the past 8 months, I and our trainers have been revising the couples trainings. We deconstructed it. We just took it apart. We started from scratch. So the couples trainings are brand new. They are heavily skills and application focused. There's much, much less content than you might be used to. It's more about how to do it than it is talking about it. So if you haven't taken the training before, you'll love it. And it lends itself, you know, it's all about how to help couples have a radical marriage. So, yeah. When you think about it, I mean, does it make sense to call yourself a radical marriage coach and to provide radical marriage programs if you have no idea what radical marriage coaching looks like?
Right.
So that's why we have that requirement.
It doesn't make, you know, because I love the pre-committed workbook, for instance, I use with couples and have for years, and I love that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, does it make those other ones kind of obsolete or...
Well, no. The pre-commitment program is called Couple for Life, and it will continue to be called Couple for Life. The Radical Marriage program is more for committed couples.
Okay.
So the pre-committed premarital, it stays the same.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I think
thank
I've
you,
got
Deborah.
It. Yep. Thanks.
So who else? So what do you want to know about Radical Marriage and our plans? What we're up to?
Okay, I have a question. I'm not a member of RCI. I'm looking at becoming so. My name is Alan. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Thanks for being here.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Okay, I've looked on your website to the enrolling. Is the fee the same as it is on the website to become a radical marriage coach?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So
it's sort of like Conscious Dating is our branded program for singles. And if you participate in our coaching training program for singles, then you have automatic access to the Conscious Dating program and get trained in how to do it. Same thing for Radical Marriage. You don't have to, but it's there. It's included. We train you in it. And if you want to use it, great. And if you don't, then that's okay, too.
For clarification.
Yeah.
I'm not quite following you. Okay, on the website it's got, and I think I would follow under option A, single pack, singles, the price, then couples, and then the singles and couples. So if I did the singles and couples, that would qualify me for all of it? Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And please do make an appointment to talk with us further at meetwithrci.com if you haven't done that already.
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay, great. And we do have a couple of questions that have come on come online, and you can put your question in the question box as well. Wayne is asking, what is the position of RCI on same-sex marriages? Well, same-sex marriages are marriages, and the Radical Marriage book does acknowledge them and speak out to them and give a shout-out to them. You know, marriage is marriage. We support same-sex marriages and heterosexual marriages and radical marriages, whatever you want it to be. It is composed of the six elements that we talked about, but that can be done in a same-sex marriage as well as a heterosexual marriage. So hopefully, Wayne, that answers your question. Alan is saying, I'm a retired pastor, MFT, and coach. Where do I start with Radical Marriage and RCI? Sign up with RCI and register for our couples trainings, and you'll be good to go.
That was my question. Just answered it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And Alan's also asking, do you limit how many coaches are in a given area? And the answer is no. We don't have any control of that. This is not a franchise. You are not paying for ownership of a particular area. We are a training organization, and we support our members to market and get clients, and we want to support you to build our business. And the cool thing is that there is plenty of business for everyone. There is way more coaching clients out there than we could ever get to in a lifetime, so we don't worry about that. But we're not going to limit, you know, coaches in a particular area. And, of course, we have lots of people wanting to know, are we recording this call? Yes, we are recording this call, and a replay will be available immediately afterwards. So that's all the questions that I see so far that came in online. So what else? What do you want to know about radical marriage?
I think it's exciting.
Well, we're excited, that's for sure, and hopefully you can hear that in my voice. This is... oh, gosh. After being a therapist for so many years and a relationship coach for so many years, to get to the point where we have something that people are really going to want and really going to benefit from and will really stand out from the crowd and really make a statement and really elevate marriage to the next evolution, this is cool and this is exciting, and I just can't wait. So I really want you to join us and let's do this ride together. So anybody else, what do you want to know about Radical Marriage and about what our plans are for marketing it or promoting it or the PR and all, anything? What do you want to know? Okay, is that it? Are we done? Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And as a reminder, if you are an RCI member and you want to be a Radical Marriage coach, very, very easy to do that. Just sign up for our couples training that starts September 9th. Couples One.
And David, it's Amy.
Yeah,
just want to say hi to everyone. You'll be talking to me.
Right. If you go to meetwithrci.com and you make an appointment, you will actually be talking with Amy. Amy is our director of marketing. She is our lead mentor coach, actually. She's a great person to talk to if you want to explore coaching, relationship coaching, and try to figure out if RCI is a good fit for you. That's her job. So if you are a member of RCI, just sign up for the couples training starting September 9th. If you are not a member of RCI, just go to meetwithrci.com and talk with Amy about the possibility of joining us. And that's all we got for today. So thanks for joining us, and we hope to talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.